In this episode of Bear Podcast,
A Bottom's Guide to Being Prepared,
Mexico legalizes same-sex marriage,
LastPass got hacked,
and Texas is a serial horsefucker.
In it.
And all these coming up. Stay tuned.
Bear Podcast, 571. Bigger than the earth, floating through space.
Kind of concerns many of us, even gay people.
He used to be cute, but that bitch just, she needed to be slapped.
Strip Cards Against Humanity.
And it's Sunday night, did you do the sing-along with Sound of Music?
One of them is gay and the other is straight.
I'm so gay.
Apparently he became gay.
It might be a source of sexually positive pleasure.
We worked on it, we had pleasure, that's great.
That's how it's done.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I am Ray.
Welcome to episode 571. It's June 17, Wednesday. And before we move forward, we have kind of an announcement.
Rest in peace.
Yes.
Rest in pieces, bitches. Rest in peace, Christopher Lee and Dusty Rhodes, who we lost this week.
Yeah, I remember Dusty Rhodes when I was young watching, you know, wrestling and everything.
Oh, you watched Georgia Federation Wrestling?
Oh, yeah. Well, they were been showing in the Philippines. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And of course,
I remember actually watching him wrestle. We used to go to Bell Auditorium in Augusta, Georgia, with my grandfather and watch him actually wrestle. I've actually seen him wrestle.
Oh, you've seen him?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Back when he was young.
Yeah.
That had to be when he first got started out and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And of course, Christopher Lee, he's very famous for being a vampire. To me.
Well,
he's always been famous as a vampire. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, but he's always been like this character of bad guys. I mean, he's always kind of played a bad guy in every role he ever did.
Yeah.
Even in Lord of the Rings. So
Lord of the Rings, Star Wars.
So
Star Wars 1 and Star Wars 2.
Yeah. So, but rest in peace. But, you know, Christopher Lee was, what, 89, 90? So he was old. He was up there. So, you know, he had a long, good life. He had a good run in all those vampire B movies back in the late 60s.
Oh, I remember back then, the black and white days, too.
So.
Wait, did it say Star Wars 1? Star Wars 2 and Star Wars 3. Star Wars, Attack of the Clones and. And where was he? Revenge of the Sith. He was not in the first one, was he? I can't remember. Phantom Menace? No, he wasn't, right?
I can't remember.
But anyway, to me, he's always been a vampire. So him being Saruman
in Lord of the Rings
and Count Dooku in the Star Wars movies. Anyway, so rest in peace, Christopher Lee and Dusty Rhodes.
Okay.
By the way, today's a Wednesday. We're recording a little late because it's been storming.
Because of Bill.
But I saw a post on Facebook today, or was it yesterday?
From Kill Bill?
From Kill Bill.
Where she's like, so where's Bill?
Where's Bill?
Where's Bill?
Where's Bill?
Where's Bill?
There's no storm right now. There's nothing right now. It's
well, it did go further a little bit west, and along the coast it flooded out. So.
Yeah,
but that's normal shit here in Houston.
So
did you see the hot new news reporter for ABC 13?
Oh, the kind of a bearish guy?
I don't know. He's not bearish at all. He's hot muscle, a little kind of twinkish. Well, not twinky, but he's very handsome. He's moved here from San Francisco to Houston.
Oh, he's the gay. We might see him at the bars.
And while he was reporting Monday morning, he was standing by one of the bayous and this big old snake rolled up.
Oh, that's right.
It's pretty funny. So, but it was posted all over Facebook here. So, but anyway, that was kind of funny.
So
we're all good.
Yeah, we're all good. Okay. By the way, so last weekend I got to watch Mad Max. Last night.
Finally, that's like so last.
And still, it was a full house. Still, everybody wanted to watch it. You know what? Really, really.
Probably because Jurassic Park was sold out.
Yeah, that's true. Also. Yeah. So, did you like Jurassic Park?
We went and saw Jurassic.
Sorry,
Park.
Jurassic World.
Jurassic World. What our park world number four that's supposed to replace 2 and 3.
It's like a remake or something.
Whatever bullshit. All right, I liked the movie. I thought it was fun. You know, I like Christopher Pratt. I liked all the characters in it. The only thing that our problem was, I was expecting to be wowed by the CGI. I was expecting, you know, because it's kind of like watching the original movie. I didn't see any better animation.
So
CGI.
It's pretty much the same, but it really. Did well in the box office.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and Chris Pratt already kind of admitted that he'd already signed on for sequels, so.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's a big money maker.
And, of course, you know who the bad guy in the movie is.
Who?
The Asian guy.
The Asian guy decides.
Asian guy.
Remember before it was.
It's always the Asian guy. You got to watch out for him.
Remember maybe those like, Wayne before? Wayne Newman. Wait. Not Wayne Newman. The one who played Wayne Newman in Seinfeld. Do you remember the guy? He didn't put the magic word. Remember in the first.
I didn't watch Seinfeld.
No, this is the first Jurassic Park, wherein he locked out everyone because he didn't put the magic word. Magic. The fat guy, the big bear. Yeah, do you remember? No. So anyway, okay. So Jurassic World, highly recommendable or not?
It's worth seeing.
It's worth seeing in 3D or just normal?
Well, I saw it in regular because I can't. 3D is wasted on me.
I'll probably watch it in 3D. We just for the spectacle of it.
It was worth it. I mean, it was a good movie. I mean, I didn't feel like I got robbed or anything, but mm-hmm. I was expecting more with all the hype and as far as we come with technology from the original one. But it didn't seem like it was too far off from the original one, I guess.
Yeah. That's true. What else you'll watch it?
Yeah.
Because it's a very, very big
movie. There are not enough gratuitous nude scenes of Chris Pratt for me.
Oh, that's right. So. I would have seen that too. It really did well in the box office. It will probably beat Avatar or even
It's like
Avengers.
Most grossing movie ever.
Ever, yeah.
Like I think they were talking about.
Yeah, Avatar is the highest right now. Now it got beaten now by Jurassic World.
Yeah,
that'd be good. So. Okay, so here's the big story. I'm gonna tell you guys what happened.
It's tragic.
Tragedy. I was in an accident this morning going to work.
Did you shit your pants?
No, I did not. I was relaxed.
You were relaxed. Okay.
I did not shit my pants. No, somebody rear-ended me.
But he's used to that happening.
Yeah, but this time not in a good way. So
she didn't have her strap on. No.
This lady was. I was stopped. I was doing a turn. I had my blinkers on. I was going to turn to work. And then I was watching my rear view mirror. That car, that SUV, that Yukon is really coming in too hot. He's gonna hit me. And the Yukon did. And my side airbags deployed. So that's how it smells. It smells like, I just realized how it smells. It smells like a firecracker.
Oh, like your shit pants.
No. Oh, what's in the shitting in my pants? There's no shitting in my pants. But it smells
I'm trying to lead into the next topic when we get to it.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. But now I'm still telling a story here. Okay. Yeah. So my car got totaled. The passenger rear side. It got ripped off.
The wheel got a hole to it.
Oh, yeah. It got ripped off. And
which happened to Bruce over the weekend.
What?
Bruce R. A velociraptor attacked his car and ripped the side of it off.
Oh, really?
Leaving the parking lot, watching Jurassic.
Oh, okay.
World or whatever the hell they call it.
But anyway, so yeah, the cops came and everything, and
any
I took
cute
the
cops.
No, it's a lady cop. Yeah, took my information, and everything, and statements. It's really the lady's fault. So, because she's the one who hit me, and she was saying you stopped abruptly. No, I didn't stop abruptly. I've been driving.
Exactly, because he don't drive over 45 miles an hour.
No, I don't. Yeah, so she hit me. She was really... But first, when I got out, I took pictures and everything. She said, I didn't see your blinker on. She said, she didn't turn.
See, when you get the new Nard Mobile, you got to get a GoPro for the front, one for the backs, and have them running when you're driving. So
yeah, I should be doing that. So what did that? So I got a rental car now, paid by her insurance, which is great. I got it's an awful car. You saw the car, right? It's an awful car.
It's a Nissan Cube.
Oh my god!
It's so darky.
It's so square. It's an OCD nightmare. You know the mirror, the glass part. I have no choice. Well, I did have a choice, but might as well have a geeky car for the moment. So yeah, I'm driving for now until I get a new car. We're guessing even the tow truck, the tower, said, "Dude, your car's totaled." Well, of course, that's his opinion. It needs to be seen by an adjuster yet. So we'll see this weekend.
See, and that poor car had another 150,000 miles on it.
Yeah, 140. Yeah.
Yeah, but it had another 150 to go.
It could have. Yeah.
It's a Honda. You can just drive it, man. Just drive it.
Yeah, I wasn't planning to change the car until 4 years from now or something, but I'm kind of forced to now. So
now you get a Benz. Rolling.
No, not a Benz. That's too expensive. I mean, too expensive to
get you a low rider truck.
Yeah. So anyway, so I got rear-ended. So
okay.
I feel sad. I don't have a car. Yeah, but I'm okay. I have a schedule with a doctor next week, so we'll see if I have any concussion or things. I can still go to the gym, right? I can run around. Can I still play softball?
In the weekend? You just can't have sex until you go to the doctor.
Okay. Why? Because I got rear-ended.
Yeah. By UConn.
Which goes to our topic today about rear ends.
That's right.
Okay.
The Good Bottom's Guide to Being Prepared.
Okay.
All right. This article comes from us from gayguys.com. So, and it's all about the Good Bottom's Guide to Being Prepared.
It's an old article.
It's a little older, but you know, a lot of people keep forgetting this shit.
That's right.
Which is
shit. This shit. Okay.
So, okay. Rule number one on being a good clean bottom. Be selective of what goes in you. Always think, is this good bottom food?
That's right. Always go check for make sure that what you're eating is bottom friendly. Yeah.
That's right. Is it bottom friendly?
It's really just being selective. See, they didn't even specify.
Yeah.
What kind of healthy diet food?
I mean, that's because some people can eat burritos with jalapenos and all this stuff and it not affect them. Some white people like me, it's like, bam!
If you eat jalapenos.
I'll eat jalapenos. So it's like all dangerous up in there. So I'm talking about food. Having a healthy diet will make your body feel better and will also make sex a lot cleaner and comfortable. Also remember that if chances are high you're going to get some action, probably better not to eat a few hours before you go out. Give your body time to take care of business.
Yeah, when you eat, it has to be far in advance, I guess, before you.
So if you're going to give up the booty, don't go to the buffet.
So you're saying have sex first before you eat.
That's right.
Okay.
Have sex before you go to the buffet, and then you'll be okay.
Okay.
Sex before buffet, okay. But sex after buffet, oh no.
Good try there, right? Okay. Okay, number two would be, don't be a messy Jesse, be a clean Jean. What does it mean? It means, I don't like the word here. It sounds forced. Using a moosh, a male douche, a moosh. Just use enema. Why can't you just say enema? Good God.
Well, I mean, people use douches. Some people take the whole hose pipe and ram it up in there and wash it out while they're doing the car.
But is that safe? Should it be saline or something? Just like Fleet enema? No?
I know. Women used to have enema bottles and use them every damn day. So back in the day,
oh my God, about enema bottles, so
hang up in the bag shower type thing.
Yeah,
hot water bottle that you had the end you could screw on the hose and the tip.
But that's for the vagina. It's not for the ass.
No. It's for either one.
It's for either one. Either so, once in the pink and once in the stink. Yeah. Okay.
If you're being if you're being dual hole that triple hole that night or whatever, so.
Mm-hmm.
So, but make sure you're really clean and ready. This is a combination of mooching, a thorough shower, shaming, and whatever else to make you feel comfortable about your next mission.
And do it 1 hour before sex or something. At least 1 hour.
You got to let it dry out some.
You should let it dry out.
And everybody's different. We're saying this stuff. This is what they're saying. But everybody's body is different. And you know what? And after a couple times, you should know what works for your body.
Yeah. So you're saying do not douche. Like right before you bottom, right? So
it'd be very sloppy. Very sloppy.
Oh, really? Ugh. Yeah, let it dry first or something. I don't know. Let it dry. Okay, number three, right?
All right, rule number three, know your limits. If you're a newbie at bottoming, make sure you're just dipping your toes in the water before trying to do a cannonball. Bottoming is fun, well, for some people, but only if you know how to proceed with caution.
So you're saying it's like just a tip?
Just a tip. So make sure the top of your wind knows that you're not a pro, so he doesn't try to pound home and leave you in a wheelchair. Take the time to get warmed up before going at it too hard. It also adds to the fun. Mm-hmm. If you're an experienced bottom, then you might be able to drop pants and sit on a fire hydrant without breaking a sweat. And we know people like this.
I know people who like
that. But you should also be aware that as certain parts of the body expand, they don't shrink back to the original size.
They're talking about the wideness of the ass.
They're talking about being able to drive a SUV up in there, like you were trying to do this morning. Make sure not to overdo it by putting your size queen hat on and going out to find the biggest anaconda you can. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying?
That's right. No, if you can clap in there, then if you can't clap, then it's tight. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
What?
All right. So next one is keep your bottom kit stocked, meaning you just need to have the right things in your kit. I guess you bring a trick bag. Is that what it is?
Well, it's all about being. It's like Boy Scout. Be prepared.
Be prepared.
You know, or there's. A typical bottom kit would include travel size lube, condoms, female or male, toothbrush and breath mints, which here's the thing you got to watch because you're not supposed to brush your teeth before you have oral sex.
Yes.
Because it scratches the gums and opens a place for...
It opens up your... Yeah, whatever. So if anything happens...
So I would say mouthwash and breath mints. And baby wipes to kind of, I got to run to the restroom real quick so you can wipe it clean, make sure it's all clean. After you've been sitting on it for an hour at the restaurant, eating your little piece of salad.
So. I know someone, I'm not going to say names, but he actually has an Enema bottle in his drawer.
At work.
At his work. So if he's got a trick during lunchtime, then he would enemize. He would use the enema. That's really prepared, I'm gonna have
a. That's a hoe.
That guy's a hoe. You have an enema bottle.
I put him in his glove compartment and everywhere else. Be just like.
But no, it's at the work.
So anyway, the whole thing about if you're bottom is be clean, use a lot of lube, play safe, always practice safe sex.
Mm-hmm. Dental dams. It's a good idea, but nobody does it.
If you're eating pussy, maybe.
But can't you do that also with ass?
Yes, you can do that with ass. That is true.
But, like I said, it's a good idea.
It's a good idea.
But nobody does it.
Like, safe sex is a good idea, but we don't all do it.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, so what do you guys think?
That's right. Tell us what, if you're a bottom out there, tell us what some of your practices are.
We mentioned about four rules here. Tell us if we missed anything.
That's right. And tell us what your rules are. If you have like a whole ritual you go through, send us an email or leave us a voicemail about what your ritual is.
That's right.
So, and here's the deal. I know some people, I remember when I first came out and guys were talking about browning somebody. I remember these guys one night, I went out and we're hanging out with them and I just met them and they were talking about, I hooked up with him the other weekend and he browned me. And I was like, I was a dumbass. I was like, what the fuck does that mean? Oh, he got shit on my dick.
Oh.
And I was just like, okay. And I understand that sometimes it's an asshole. That might happen.
That's true, but then people are just not prepared.
Well, it's an asshole. Shit comes out of it. Yes. And if it's not all, and sometimes regardless how much you clean it, there's still some in there and you might get a little piece on. Hence the baby wipes. Wipe it off.
Gross.
Clean it up.
Okay, I've heard a story about that,
There have been some times that I was doing it and they were just so nasty, I was like, we got to stop.
Oh, really?
Yes. And they're like, sorry, something I must have ate. I was like, and then you still let me stick it in your ass.
Oh, okay. Gross. Okay, so I have a story about that too. So there's this friend of mine. I'm going to name names. There's a friend of mine. So he was the one topping. No, it's not me. And then, so he had a trick of somebody he knew. And then, he was having sex. The guy was sitting on him, So it was good. Yes, yes, yes. And then when the guy came, went off on top of him, and then, yes, no, he's got brown all over his crotch.
And well, then he just gets up and he goes and takes a shower.
That's true. But then, you don't expect doing that.
It happens.
Yeah, you would.
Well, what? There are people that are in a scat that's probably okay with that. But shit like that does happen from time to time. And if it happens once, that's okay. If it happens twice, then you might want to find a new bitch to fuck. Or something like that, or figure out what y'all going to do with that. But
words of wisdom, Ray. Okay.
But shit happens. That's why, you know, it's always like, well, this asshole shit comes out of it. You're going to get some shit on your dick every now
and then. That's why you have to do the rules, you know, clean it up. Okay. All right. Now it's time for the gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
Okay. Our gay this week is about what we're hoping is going to happen here in the next week or two in the U.S.
Is it really that fast? It's next week?
By 2 weeks? And by the end of June, they're supposed to make a ruling.
Wow. Okay. All right.
How Mexico quietly legalized same-sex marriage. And this is from NPR. In the U.S., the Supreme Court's widely anticipated ruling on same-sex marriage has been the focus of nonstop speculation and debate. In Mexico, meanwhile, the highest court effortlessly legalized same-sex unions this month with a decision that was so low-key many failed to notice. Mexico's Supreme Court quietly published an opinion known as a jurisprudential thesis ruling that defined marriage as a union only between a man and a woman is discriminatory and in violation of Mexico's constitution. While the court did not explicitly say that same-sex unions were legal, the decision is seen as having that effect. And this month's ruling follows a number of court decisions in the past year that pointed in the same direction. Same-sex marriage has been advancing steadily in Latin America. Argentina was the first to legalize it in 2010, followed by Brazil and Uruguay. Others have been taking steps along this path. Until recently, it's been extremely difficult for same-sex couples to be wed in Mexico, as Victor Manuel Aguirre and Fernando Urias know all too well. So, speaking by phone from their home in Mexicali, just across the border from Calyexico, California, Aguirre says that the couple tried four times in the past 2 years to marry at City Hall. Each time they were confronted by protesters, hostile local officials, and local legal obstacles. They finally took their case all the way to Mexico's highest court, which ruled in their favor. They were wed on January 17th. After so much trouble, Aguirre says with a laugh.
This is a long article.
Well, it's good, but it's talk because we're kind of dealing with the same stuff here. The case and the series of other successful challenges to state bans on same-sex marriage prompted the Supreme Court's ruling this month. However, the Supreme Court's decision did not go so far as to invalidate state laws. Local city clerks can still refuse to grant a marriage license to same-sex couples.
Where is this? That they can still do that?
In Mexico.
In Mexico?
Mexico. Couples denied marriage license can now directly appeal to local judges who will be bound by the Supreme Court ruling and must force local clerks to issue the license. No judge can exclude same-sex couples from marriage in any part of the country, says an associate law professor in Mexico City. The Supreme Court justice particularly objected to the state laws that determine the purpose of marriage is procreation. So they're saying that marriage is not for procreation.
Oh, wait. Okay. It's not always the case, like, you know, gay guys.
Well, that's what they're. That's a lot of the argument here too. That marriage is only for a man and a woman to procreate. That's right. The purpose of marriage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's what happened in Mexico this week. There.
So people came over here only to find out that they cannot get married.
No.
Gay, but I have a couple of friends who are like that. They got married in a different state. They went to Las Vegas. Because in Mexico they didn't have gay marriage, and now I guess Mexico does now.
Yeah.
They could have just gotten married. Now
they'll probably go to court to see and make sure that out of country weddings are valid.
Yeah. Let's see what happens. I mean, in a couple of weeks. I'm excited. Yeah.
Hopefully next week we'll know something.
Do you think it's really
everybody keeps saying that Ruth Bader Ginsburg and a couple of the other justices have dropped hints in certain things about the ruling.
Yeah.
And I assume that as many other countries have gone ahead and legalized, I mean, Mexico's right next door to us. Canada's allowed gay marriages, you know.
You know what I don't understand? Don't these people who make the same argument, weren't there in, I'm sure somebody, their advisors, that argument has been used before, many times before, and you're still using it. It gets old. Is there anybody telling them this?
Well, I don't care. They're stuck with their opinion. It's just like interracial marriage. I mean, that was going to be the end of the world when it was going on 40-something years ago now. That whites and blacks or whites and Indians or whites and Mexicans can't get married because it was interracial and it was wrong. And they used all the same arguments back then, and now they're using the same arguments again. It's all about prejudice and fear and all this other shit.
Just unfounded fear. So yeah, it's just weird that they still use the same arguments, and it's just not valid anymore in this day and age.
I mean, it passed in Ireland a couple of weeks ago, probably the largest Catholic country on earth.
I know, yeah.
And it passed. And they got rainbows, and we got floods here. So what does that say?
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
So what do y'all think? Is everybody ready to go get married?
I'm sure there's a lot. There's going to be reality TV shows. Definitely. And there's going to be lots of... gay divorce court. Oh my God, would you watch that?
Gay
divorce court. Oh my court. God, the gay divorce court. That'd be awesome.
Jets Judy does gay divorce court. That would be fun.
Yeah.
I might watch that.
Yeah, many.
Or RuPaul is Judge RuPaul.
Judge RuPaul.
Gay divorce court.
Yeah. She's going to be getting a license or something. Just to
she's going to get her to take the bar.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to the geek. Okay, I'm going to take this one. This is a little geeky.
Okay.
Because I'm going to ask you about your take on this one. So LastPass hacked. So you should change your password now. I don't know if you guys have been using LastPass or 1Pass, whatever you're using for your password manager. So anyway, bad news first, folks. LastPass, our favorite password manager, has been hacked. It's time to change your master password. The good news is the passwords you have saved for other sites should be safe, which is good. So the passwords you have in other sites are safe, but your master password, you just need to change that. So LastPass has announced on their company blog that they detected an intrusion to their servers. While encrypted user data was not stolen, the intruders did take LastPass account email addresses, password reminders, server per user salts, and authentication hashes. The latter is what's used to let LastPass that you have permission to access your account. Yeah, that's a little bit. That's also important. The is the authentication hashes. It just pretty much says that you are authenticated. This is your long pass. Not really an authentication string, and that's been stolen. Okay. So according to LastPass, the authentication hashes should be sufficiently encrypted to prevent anyone from using them to access your account. However, the company is still prompting all users to update their master password that they use to log into their LastPass account. This is important because I have friends who use LastPass. They have plugins on their Chrome browser. You might be doing that.
I don't do that.
You don't do that. So they just click a button. It assigns a password for them, and then they have their own master password. It's kind of dangerous. I don't do that. How do you handle your passwords, right? It's the same for all sites, all of them.
No, depends on. I mean, I change them around. I do different combinations of passwords, and I do some stricter ones for financial stuff and less stricter ones for Facebook and other stuff. So, and then I change them every so often too. So the hardest thing is I'm running out of what in the hell to do passwords with and remembering which ones are which. So,
yeah, there are many ways to do it. Since I myself do you repeat passwords. I'm sure you do. Do you repeat some passwords?
Well, I might repeat them, but I might change them a bit. It might be the same setup, but I might change some stuff out so okay. It's a little different enough that.
Yeah. To me, I do not have passwords that repeat. All the accounts that I have, they all have unique passwords. And the way I do it is that it's pattern-based to me. I put something like a number in the beginning, and then, for example, Yahoo. I put a number in the beginning, and then I say Yahoo, and then another number, and that makes it unique for that site. I'm not saying Yahoo is in between. It could be a combination of whatever. So it's all in a way, they're all unique, but then there's another pattern that they use. So, yeah, I think it's best for you guys to use passwords. That's my opinion. Use passwords that you can remember.
That's the hard part these days.
Because that's the point. You can remember because you can derive it. You can derive your password. I mean, you have an account for Yahoo. Okay, so it has to be Yahoo 2015 and then my phone number, something like that. Next year it changes 2016, something like that. You can do that. Yeah. But then what I'm saying is make your passwords derivable. You know, you can derive it using a pattern. Or you can use alphabets. For example, your password for Yahoo is, your Yahoo. And then, so what you do is, what is Y? What is the last in the alphabet?
Yeah.
25. That's represents Y, and A would be 1. 25, 1, Yahoo, something like that. Then you have a pattern. Oh, that's the pattern that I'm using. So if you apply that in all your passwords, then you have a derivable password.
Yeah. What really screws you don't me have up to remember. Work is I have to remember all these passwords for shit at work. Then I have to remember all my personal passwords.
Yeah.
So I try to make work stuff relatable to work and personal stuff relatable to something that sticks out for me personally.
Yeah. So that's how you use a password. Anyway, so mine, that's why I don't repeat passwords. There are ways around it. You could use phrases like, I love food, space, Yahoo, something like that. That's a long password, but then it's a phrase. You can do that too. Anyway, okay. So how do you guys do your password? Let us know.
That's right, Tim. Manor, I'm going to let you take
this. Why is this mine? Good Lord. It's about a horse fucker. Okay, here we go. Here goes the bizarre. Did you pick this for me, really, Ray?
Yes.
So, serial horse fucker breaks leg trying to fuck horse. Are you sure this is not David Grohl from Foo Fighters?
He was out of the country, so he wasn't in Texas when that happened. Honestly.
That's really cool. He finished a 2-hour concert with a broken leg.
That's called being a professional entertainer.
Yeah.
Unlike Britney, with the sound system goes out, oops, sorry, and walks off stage.
Well, there's a difference between that. You can't be hurt if your sound system is down. Well, but if she broke a nail,
but
no more. I can't do it.
No,
anymore.
You can't lip sync when your sound system's
down. Oh, that's right. Okay, that's a good idea.
You can sit there on stage, and if the audience is quiet enough, you can sing and play your little heart out.
That's right.
Without it all being super amplified and bullshit.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk
it's
about
called acoustic versions of your song because you're that good of an artist.
Unplugged. Yeah. Okay, let's go to the horse fucker now. So a Texas man. Texas. Oh my God. We have horse fuckers in Texas?
You got a lot of fuckers in Texas.
So a Texas man who was twice arrested.
Oh my God.
He was twice arrested in 2013. I didn't read this, okay? This is the first time I'm reading this, right? So he was twice arrested in 2013 for having sex with a horse named Nadia. Has apparently struck again. Police say Cirilo Castillo, 45, was caught back in February in the same barn he'd been ordered to stay away from, once again attempting to violate a horse.
Was he violating the horse, or was the horse allowing his permission?
Yeah, probably, do me. Do me. He was arraigned this month on criminal trespassing charges. That's it? No exposure?
Well, I don't know. It all depends. Does Texas have animal bestiality laws?
Yeah, I think. Doesn't Texas have it? I think they do.
Don't know.
So when the owner,
you remember that movie that was about the guy that died because he let the horse fuck him up in
Oregon, Mr. Hands.
Yeah, they didn't have laws then, so they couldn't prosecute.
That's him. In Seattle. They don't have laws.
They didn't then. They've since passed them.
Yeah. So when the owner of the barn came to feed her horses in the morning, she found Castillo with a broken leg, with his pants down. I think the horse kicked him.
Probably.
Yeah.
She's probably, get that little dick away from me.
Yeah. So the San Antonio Express reported, although he said he'd been injured in a car accident, right, and went to the barn for shelter, right, investigators are pretty sure he was kicked by the horse. Yeah, I was right. I was just reading. He was kicked by a horse he was attempting to rape. They didn't specify whether the victim was Nadia, the mayor Castillo was apparently obsessed with. Oh my God, he's obsessed with Nadia.
But you know what? All the other horses in the barn were probably going,
He can't be charged with bestiality because it's not officially a crime in Texas. There you go. It's not a crime in Texas to fuck a horse. But he was already on probation on cruelty to animals after his previous violations of Nadia. He also spent 270 days in jail for public lewdness over a 2012 incident with another horse. God, he's just a serial horse fucker. So I can't just ignore this and allow it to keep happening. Hidalgo County Sheriff Lupe Trevino said, back in 2013, maybe we can get him some help. Whatever we can do, we are going to try and do. Cut off his dick? I don't know. But all their help wasn't enough to stop Castillo from pursuing his dreams. That's his dream. His dream is to fuck a horse. So consequences be damned. Who would he be if he let things like the law, a broken leg, and the owner of the barn he keeps breaking into come between him and the thing he really wants, sex with a horse?
Well, there's one way to solve this. This is Texas, and he is trespassing, so she could blow his brains out, and there would not be nothing said at that point.
Texas. You're in Texas. You're just Texas. Not in America, but you're in Texas. So the owner of the house could just blow his brain out because it is trespassing.
Yeah.
Okay, so I get that's a funny story. Didn't know there's a horse fucker in Texas. I didn't know that it's legal to do that here. Okay, so what am I gonna say? Have you finished all of Sense 8?
No, I still have 2 episodes to go.
Oh my god.
Have you finished it already?
I finished all.
Oh, I hate
Sense 8. Guys, Sense 8, it's like the Heroes of 2015. It does feel like Heroes because people are discovering their powers in a way. I like the dynamics. You don't need heavy special effects just to do this. It's similar to Dollhouse.
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah, because if you remember in Fox, Dollhouse was about, you know, some people being programmed to be someone, whether it's a prostitute or somebody's mother who could act like their mothers, and or if somebody needs a little daughter, they could make her play like a daughter, a young daughter. So there's no special effects. All they do in Dollhouse.
Well, there are special effects because
like what? There are no CGI in that one.
Well, there's stuff where the two of them, they see each other. I mean, and I know some of it's trick camera shots, but yeah. Some of it is CGI.
Well, in I don't even know which one. Well, the background, sure. The desolate mountains, yeah, or the world that is ravaged. Yeah, those. Yeah, but you know, special effects. There's no lasers. There's no walking on walls, stuff like that. But in this one, it's the same thing, but they're all reading their minds and everything. So that's pretty cool. I really like it. I like how the story goes on and how the character development and everything, and the diversity is just it's just awesome. You know?
The one that's really gotten to me is the Mexican actor dude.
Spanish Mexican.
He's Mexican.
He's Mexican.
He's Mexican.
Okay, all right.
He's from Mexico. He does telenovela. Mexico, so
yeah, okay.
So that's where I left off and him falling apart. So, but that was, I was like, dude, get over it.
I know. Some people do still struggle
like that. Yeah, it's kind of hard. So.
Okay, so yeah, I just wanted to mention that before we end the show because I just love it. Of course, Orphan Black. I've been watching Orphan Black also, but yeah, Sense 8, one of the best shows ever in Netflix. Right now. Okay, so I guess that's it. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or if you want to give us a call and leave a voicemail, call us at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Call us, leave us a voice message, and we'll play it on the show.
Yes, and subscribe via iTunes, Vimeo, and YouTube. You can also listen to the show on Bear Radio Network and Stitcher Radio. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. And we'll catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. And whoops and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.
Bring on the donkey.
Mexico legalizes same-sex marriage.
Last pack Shit.
Mexico legalizes same-sex marriage.
LastPass got hacked.
And Texas has a serial. Oh, I fucked up.
A serial. Okay. What's the fuck right at? Serials. Because that's the way the song goes. Texas has a whorehouse in it.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's what it is.